Let's open with a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the presentation. Dear Father, we just thank you that you are the true God. We thank you that you have sent your Son to die for us. We thank you that we can see you in your creation. And Lord, just pray that we would glorify you, that we would regard the Bible as the inerrant, inspired word of God. We just pray for our time today. Pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I just wanted to read two verses. I always like to start out reading from the Bible. Very familiar portion, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then 2:1. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their host. And by the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. So from this we see that the Bible clearly states that God created the heavens and the earth. They didn't just occur naturally. So what I'm going to discuss today is first just give you a historical event and then get into the questions. When I was 10 years old, I went to a small rural school in Illinois. And one afternoon we were at recess and the principal of the school called us into the gym and we sat on bleachers and he stood up and announced that the president had been assassinated. The president had been shot and killed. And you probably wonder, is that Lincoln or who was it? But actually, it was not. It was John Kennedy. So that occurred November 22nd, 1963. He was shot in Dallas. And you can see him. He was sitting in the back seat. John Connally, the governor of Texas, was sitting in the seat in front of him. John Connally was also injured, but he survived. President Kennedy was taken to a hospital where he survived for 30 minutes, but then was pronounced dead. So here's the controversy. Who killed President Kennedy? Well, it seems fairly straightforward. Lee Harvey Oswald, he was, in 1959, 4 years before, he defected to the Soviet Union. He came back to the United States. He went to Mexico where he visited the Russian and Cuban consulates. And then he went to Dallas, and he was in the Texas School Book Depository, where he had a rifle. He was seen by eyewitnesses and was reported to have killed John F. Kennedy. But 2 days later, he was transferred to another facility, and he himself was shot and killed by Jack Ruby, who was a nightclub owner. So you would think there is no controversy. It's pretty clear cut, right? Well, if you've been following it all, you know there is a controversy. Was Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone? There was a report issued fairly recently under when Trump was president stating that there were multiple shooters. There could have been multiple shooters. And who was the assassination carried out by? Some speculation was that Lyndon B. Johnson wanted to be president. He had him killed. The CIA, the KGB, the mob, all sorts of speculation. And there are movies out there, if you want to watch them, that speculate on different outcomes. But we don't know for sure. But this is a event that's happened recently, a lot of eyewitnesses. And if we think of the creation, or if you believe in evolution, the Big Bang, there's a lot of different information that is available. So John F. Kennedy was killed 58 years ago. The eyewitnesses that saw it on television, there are thousands, but controversies still abound. So what about creation that happened 6,000 years ago? None of us were alive. We don't have any human accounts, solely human accounts, but we do have an eyewitness, God, and in his word, we have what was reported through Moses. And if you believe in evolution, the creation of the universe was 13.8 billion years ago. That is a long time ago. There were no eyewitnesses. Humans did not exist at that time. And this gives a brief timeline of different events in the universe. For example, we look at creation, the origin of the universe, 6,000 years ago. Origin of the Earth, 6,000 years ago. Multicellular life, the Cambrian explosion, 6,000 years ago. Origin of mankind, 6,000 years ago. Origin of civilization, 6,000 years ago. And one eyewitness, that was God. You look at evolution, obviously the timeline is greatly expanded. Origin of universe, 13.8 billion years ago. The origin of the Earth, 4.5 billion years ago. The Cambrian explosion, 540 million years ago. Mankind originated, Homo sapiens, 200,000 years ago. And the origin of civilization, they do finally agree with creation, about 6,000 years ago. So, we're getting into the question. This is 25 questions. Keep your own score. We do have some prizes. And the sports director told me that I should invert those that scored the poorest on the test should get the prizes so they can learn more about creation evolution. But we're not going to go with his recommendations. Okay. Whoops. Okay, the first question. According to modern cosmology, dark matter and dark energy compose what percent of the matter and energy of the universe? We know in the Big Bang, if you believe in evolution, that it was all concentrated in a single point. There was smaller than a period on a page. There was a quantum fluctuation, and then hydrogen and helium gas were expanded into the universe. But to get a lumpy universe, that is, to get stars and planets and man and galaxies, you need something additional, and that's dark energy and dark matter, according to the evolutionary theory. So what percentage is dark matter and dark energy? Okay, in the Big Bang cosmology again, the speed of light is exceeded. Is that true or false? Creationists are criticized because they say the speed of light may have been faster in the past. But in the Big Bang cosmology, is the speed of light, the speed of light is exceeded, true or false? Okay, three, humans have received communication from an extraterrestrial intelligence. Is this true or false? This is according to those that believe in biblical Christianity. Do we believe that humans have received communication from an extraterrestrial intelligence? If you believe in biblical Christianity. Okay, number four shows four pictures. The first one, a well-known painting of the Sistine Chapel in Rome, God creating man. Which picture shows the most likely way life came from non-living matter? The second, B, shows the Miller and Urey experiment in which simple amino acids were created in a reducing atmosphere through electrical charges. The number C is a hydrothermal vent in the ocean in which sulfides generate organic compounds through the reduction of CO2. And D shows panspermia, that is, life came from another planet. So which of these is most likely, scientifically? Okay, number five. There are two types of science, observable science and evolutionary science, that is, historical science. There is no discernible difference between the two types of science, that is, science that you can do in the laboratory and, excuse me, in historical science that we know from evolution, evolutionary theory. Is this true or false? Number six, the tree of life was shown to be true when descent from a common ancestor was established from the fossil record. There are a lot of transitional forms. There was originally one celled life, and over time it complexified, and now we have carrots, monkeys, man. And we know this is true because of the fossil record, true or false. Number seven, mutations and natural selection, that is survival of the fittest, leads to differential reproduction. Some animals are more fit and they produce more offspring and new kinds of animals. Is this true or false? Hopefully I'm not going too fast. Number eight, God created the species of animals perfect and immutable. Mutations and natural selection are false. This is from a biblical creationist perspective. Mutations and natural selections are false. Is this true or false? Number nine, we know that natural selection, that is survival of the fittest, leads to loss of genetic information. Not new information. Is loss of genetic information always bad? Yes or no? Number 10, natural selection acts to conserve order. That is, it removes defective organisms. Is this true or false? Number 11, how many generations would it take to generate a German Shepherd by breeding French poodles together? And you can see it's a multiple choice. 100 could not be done, or 300. Number 12. Evolutionists believe that new species require large changes in genetic material. The most likely result of large changes in genetic material is dead offspring. Is this true or false? Can everybody see that all right? Okay, number 13. Mutations to bacteria that make them resistant to antibiotics have negative side effects. This is why mutated bacteria are less robust than the original bacteria. Is this true or false? Can you create super bacteria? Number 14, two rows of embryos are shown below at a similar age of development. Which is more correct, A or B? Number 15, 98% of DNA is junk DNA, that is, non-functional DNA related to our evolutionary past. Is this true or false? Is 98% just a vestige of our evolutionary history? Number 16, which state has thousands of fossilized buffalo skulls? We know that in the late 1800s, millions of buffalo were killed. You can see this huge pile of buffalo skulls. So which state has thousands of fossilized buffalo skulls? Montana, Iowa, Nebraska, or no state does? Number 17. According to radiometric dating, lava flows have been found to be very old, hundreds of thousands to millions of years old. How old is this lava flow? 500,000 years ago, very recent, or 200,000 years ago?
How old is
How old is the flow in this picture? Okay, number 18. Scientists have not been able to determine how soft tissues can be preserved for millions of years. Soft tissue has been found in dinosaur bones thought to be at least 65 million years old. Is this true or false? Now we get into a missing link, transitional form, Lucy, Australopithecus afarensis. To be transitioning to human, Lucy, this is the most famous missing link, had to have a large brain case or be bipedal. Which did Lucy have? A, large brain case, B, was bipedal, or C, neither. Okay, number 20, 95% of the fossils, because we're land animals, we're land creatures, we find most of our fossils on land. But 95% of fossils are marine creatures. Is this true or false? Number 21, convergent evolution. The definition of convergent evolution is shown below, that you can have similar organs such as the eyes of man and squids are very similar in organisms that don't have a common ancestor or that are dissimilar. We're not very similar to squids. They live in the ocean, obviously, we don't. So convergent evolution points to a common designer rather than to common descent. Is this true or false? Number 22, this tree trunk, called a polystrate fossil, it's now fossilized, was growing for millions of years as sediments accumulated around it. Is this true or false? Number 23, getting into intelligent design. Which picture shows specified complexity? Both rock structures are complex. Which shows specified complexity? Number 24, specified complexity over time cannot increase without an intelligent designer. Is this true or false? You can see how the vehicles are becoming more complex with time. Is that due to an intelligent designer or is this by chance? This is the last one, probably the most difficult one. Is this automobile an engine the result of Darwinian evolution? No purpose or intelligence involved? B, intelligent design, or C, unintelligent design? Okay. We're going to go back through them, and we're going to see how many you got right. Or how many, maybe I got them all wrong. You can persuade me. Okay, dark matter and dark energy compose what percent of the matter and energy of the universe? It would be the total energy content, matter and energy. It wouldn't be a volume. So what percent? You guess 95? Anybody else? 95? Anybody for 35? 15? Well, the answer is 95. So most of the matter and energy in the universe cannot be seen and cannot be detected by scientific instruments. Okay, number 2. In the Big Bang cosmology, the speed of light is exceeded. Is this true or false? One or the other, that's true. It's actually true. There's a period of inflation in which space-time expands faster than the speed of light, according to the Big Bang. Number three, this should be easy. Humans have received communication from an extraterrestrial intelligence. True or false? Okay, true. We've received communication from the Bible, from God. He is obviously not a terrestrial being. This picture was a little misleading. Okay. Number four, which picture shows the most likely way life came from non-living matter? A, that's correct. The B, C, and D, we have never been able to produce a living cell on Earth. In fact, it is so difficult that now a lot of scientists believe that it came from another planet, another galaxy. And then some are even going to the multiverse theory that there's an infinity of universes and we just happen to get the lucky one that life happened to be created on. Of course, as Christians, we believe something a lot simpler. God created life. Okay, there are two types of science, observable science and evolutionary science. There is no discernible difference between the two types of science. True or false? Okay, according to Wheaton College, this is true. I don't believe Wheaton College, this is false. Like the origin of life, we have never been able to do it in the laboratory, but we can reproduce gravity all the time. You can drop a Bible, a book, or whatever, and we know that gravity works. We can go in the lab and do experiments and reproduce those experiments, but we cannot go back and reproduce, for example, if you believe in the Big Bang, we can't go back 13.8 billion years ago and reproduce the quantum fluctuation that created the universe. Okay, the truth of life was shown to be true when descent from a common ancestor was established from the fossil record. Okay, this is false. Most of the there are very few transitional forms, and those that exist are controversial. There's problems with them. Okay, mutations and natural selection, survival of the fittest, lead to differential reproduction and new kinds of animals. Is true or false? This one also is false. We cannot create a different kind of animal through mutations and natural selection. Number eight, God created the species of animals and plants perfect and immutable. Mutations and natural selection are false. This one is false. He did not create species, he created the kinds of animals. And we know that after the fall, certainly mutations do occur. We are mutating all the time. And we accumulate mutations in our genome. In fact, I've told my class, my Sunday school class, that as we accumulate mutations, we are less fit than our parents. So our children, too bad for them. So mutations and natural selections are actually true, but they are not favorable for us. Natural selection leads to loss of genetic information. Not new or innovative information. Is loss of genetic information always bad? Yes, no, maybe. Okay. Loss of genetic information is not always bad. This one is no, because, for example, the polar bear has lost the genetic information to have color in his coat, but it's an advantage in certain environments, such as the Arctic, where he's hunting seals, where he's camouflaged against the snow and ice so that the seals cannot see the polar bear coming. So loss of genetic information is not always bad in certain environments. Natural selection acts to conserve order, that is, it removes defective organisms. This is true or false? This is true. It does remove defective organisms, those that have problems. This is a bonus question, doesn't count. Is this turtle male or female? Okay. It's It's female. It has problems making up its mind. My wife doesn't like that. Okay. How many generations would it take to generate a German Shepherd by breeding French poodles together? 100 could not be done, 300. Well, actually, it could not be done. They've both been selected so intensively that they haven't retained the characteristics so that the other one, you'd have to start with a mongrel or something that had a mix of characteristics and then breed towards certain characteristics. Okay, number 12, evolutionists believe that new species require large changes in genetic material. The most likely result of large changes in genetic material is dead offspring. Is this true or false? This one is true. To change to a new kind of animal, the change has to be initial. You have to have large changes in the initial structure. In other words, if you had a cat and you had small changes, it would occur at the later stage of the embryo development of the cat, but that would just change colors or so on. To get a dog out of that cat, you'd have to have large changes at the beginning, and those are invariably born dead. It's lethal. Okay, here's one that's somewhat relevant today. Mutations to bacteria that make them resistant to antibiotics have negative side effects. This is why mutated bacteria are less robust than the original bacteria. Is this true or false? This is true. So when antibiotics act on bacteria, they kill certain bacteria, but some bacteria have been mutated and they can resist the antibiotics, but they also have other detrimental effects, and they're less fit, less robust in the original environment than the original bacteria. Two rows of embryos are shown below at a similar stage of development. Which is correct, A or B? Okay, B is correct. George Haeckel said that ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny. Ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny. In other words, the development of the organism from the egg recapitulates or retraces the evolutionary history. So he was trying to show that all embryos went through a similar stage, and he came up with some drawings, the top row there, that showed that they were the same, but these were all faked drawings. The real drawings are on the bottom. They do not recapitulate the evolutionary history. Okay, 98% of DNA is junk DNA. That is non-functional DNA related to our evolutionary past. True or false?
False.
That's true. 80% has been found now to be functional, and we have not yet found the function of the other 20%, but it probably is functional. A lot of it is gene regulatory networks, epigenetics. The answer is false. This is false. Did I get the wrong? I hope I didn't confuse you. Okay, which state has thousands of fossilized buffalo skulls? Okay, D, no state does. It requires these buffalo skulls to be preserved, such as a large flow of hot mineralized water, such as occurred during the flood. Very few fossils are forming today. According to radiometric dating, lava flows have been found to be very old. How old is this lava flow? Okay, very recent, obviously, the tripod's on fire, his shoes are on fire, so you can see that. But even though once it solidifies, most of these lava flows, we know historically when they happen, say in 1856 or wherever, they will still date to be very old, hundreds of thousands to millions of years old. So the problem I have with radiometric dating is that for the flows that we know the age of, we know they're wrong. So how can we know that the flows that we don't know the age of is correct, the ones that are supposedly millions of years old? So that's one of the problems with radiometric dating. Okay, this is another dating issue. Scientists have not been able to determine how soft tissues can be preserved for millions of years. Soft tissue has been found in dinosaur bones thought to be millions of years old. Is this true or false? This is true. We have found soft tissue, blood vessels, blood cells, in dinosaur bones that were at least 65 million years old. Okay, we get to Lucy, a missing link, a transitional form, Australopithecus afarensis. To be transitioning to human, Lucy had to have a large brain case or be bipedal. Which did Lucy have? Okay, you can measure the size of the brain case. It was the size of a typical ape, much smaller than a human. Actually, for bipedal, nobody really knows because nobody saw Lucy walk or crawl. But she has all the other characteristics of an ape. The reason they say she is bipedal, that hundreds of miles to the south in Kenya, they found what they believe they dated to the same age as Lucy, and these were human footprints. Of course, if you believe in the Bible, if you believe in the creation, we believe that everything was created at the same time. On the sixth day, monkeys were created, and man was created, so man was existing at the same time as Lucy. Lucy is most probably an extinct ape. The answer is C, neither. Neither. 20, 95% of fossils most found on land are marine creatures. That one is true. If you go out to West Texas, desert, sand, you found a lot of marine fossils. There are billions of fossils, but we don't see much fossilization today. I believe, and a lot of Christians do, that that's from Noah's flood. Okay, convergent evolution points to a common designer rather than to common descent. Is this true or false? Okay, this is true. God, who is an infinitely intelligent designer, designed the eyes of man and a very dissimilar creature, the squid, to be close to the same. But many designers, you know, human designers do that also. We take designs from other mechanisms and use them for different ones. Okay, this tree trunk, now fossilized, was growing for millions of years as sediments accumulated around it. Is this true or false? This is false. How can something grow for millions of years while sediment is accumulating around it? This is a polystrate fossil. Many of them are found in coal seams. Most geologists believe in uniformitarianism, which is it takes thousands of years to accumulate significant thicknesses of sediment. Which picture shows specified complexity? Okay, this is a fairly easy one. A, it not only is complex like the second one, like B is, but it has a specific design, obviously, the four presidents. Specified complexity over time cannot increase without an intelligent designer. Is this true or false? This is true. It requires an intelligent designer for specified complexity. We have never seen things in a random mutated state to increase in complexity. Is this automobile an engine the result of A, Darwinian evolution, no purpose or intelligence involved, B, intelligent design, or C, unintelligent design? Okay. I think it's it's B. He has a huge engine. No, I would say C. He didn't size the engine for the size of the car. And then I've got a few more slides. We'll go ahead and discuss them. C. Well, if you disagree, well, if this was a, if you could show me this car going down the road, I'll agree with you. Yes, it had purpose and design. Okay. Why don't everybody add up your scores? Hopefully you all got 25. I mean, a lot of these were fairly easy. Okay, does everybody ready? Who got 25? 24. 23. Okay, 3 did. All of them my relatives, I've showed them. Okay, well they can pick out of these. Actually, we have some other DVDs here. If anybody is interested, we have one set in stone, tells about geology, flood geology in Great Britain, DNA battles. Were Adam and Eve actually historical people, or were they taken as two individuals out of a group of 10,000 hominoids, as Francis Collins would say? The New Answers DVD tells goes into 12 topics, universe battles, Big Bang or Big Design, and then Unmasking Fables, Promoting Truth. And then the two books I told you yesterday, Replacing Darwin, I think will be a very important book in the future. It is a somewhat technical book, but it does show how that accumulations in the human genome are accumulating and that we are becoming less fit with time. Development does not go up, as evolution says, development goes down. And then a different view of the Grand Canyon, has some beautiful pictures, and then discusses the geology of the Grand Canyon. So if anybody's interested in these, including the winners, they can take those. And I just have a few more slides to see what time it is. I'll just go through this quickly. Creation versus evolution. In the beginning, God. For creation, in the beginning, matter and energy. For evolution, creation's a spiritual and physical world. Evolution, a physical world only. Creation, God sustains natural laws. Evolution, natural laws exist independently. Creation, purpose and design from God. Evolution, there's no purpose, no design. It's just a random chance. Creation, order before disorder. Creation was order. Disorder came when man sinned. Evolution, disorder that gradually built up and culminated in man. Creation, life is related in groups, kinds of animals. And that seems to be what we see in biology and evolution. All life is related in the tree of life. Creation, sin is bad. God has said, sin is bad. Evolution, sin is good. The objective is to leave more offspring, so killing, stealing, raping is all good, according to evolution. Creation, death is bad. Evolution, death is good. It wipes out the less fit organisms so that we can develop. Creation, mistakes are bad. Evolution, mistakes are good. We need mistakes to evolve higher. Creation, mistakes are selected against. Evolution, mistakes are selected for. Creation, man is created by God. Evolution, man evolved from apes. Time, 6,000 years, a lot less time. Evolution time, billions of years. And then miracles can't occur in creation. No miracles, no God in evolution. Jesus rose again. Evolution, no hope, no resurrection from the dead. And finally, creation requires faith in God. Evolution requires faith in man, that we can look at the fossil record and other evidences and come up with a true picture of life. Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that you have shown us the truth. Lord, we just pray for each individual here. I pray that we would persevere in the faith, that we would realize that your word is true. And Lord, just thank you for your creation. Thank you for your son. Pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Okay, thanks for coming. If you have any questions, come up and ask.